I'm Cindy Jennings, and I represent the Five Points Alive group.
All right. Thank you, Cindy, for being here. And
I'm Chuck Jones, and I work for Trenton Coca-Cola.
And you're here in support of Cindy.
Yes, I am.
All right.
It's called neighborly love.
Well, thank you very much. And with the Downtown Trenton group, I must admit that the Christmas lights just really look wonderful, Cindy.
Oh, they do. We're going to give a huge shout out to Billy Wilson. He worked one day like all day long putting up on the poles. Last year we had the little kind of twinkling lights. This year they are all those C9 lights. And they are the LED, and they are not on timers. So if you notice that they're on during the day, like I did, I called and I said, oh, the lights didn't go off. Well, they are not on timers, but LEDs use very little electricity. So each one of the poles, and he even actually kind of turned down and went down by Wesley. I think Wesley United Church has the last one. There's a few by Citizens Bank. And then he also put one back behind Uprooted Kitchen, back there in that parking lot where people park. So he has spent, I saw him yesterday, way down by the library. So he's done that. He's done the courthouse, a lot of the buildings uptown. So we need to really give a shout out to Billy Wilson. And we might add that money that was used to do that was what we earned at the Five Points Alive dinners that we served up at the space.
All right. So it's a good use of the money and kind of brightens up the community for the Christmas season. Now, Billy also had done the lights here on three sides of our KTTN business building downtown, and I think he told me in the past they generally like to leave the lights already there. They just turn them on at when you want to get them turned on each evening.
Right. There is a electrical outlet on each one of the poles, and then, of course, you'll notice down at the Sesquicentennial, that is a tough word to say, park, we have kind of switched it up. You won't see as many deer or Christmas trees down there. You will see a grouping of them, and I'll talk about who did all that here in a little bit. But we did donate some of our deer down to the Grundy County courthouse, and so I don't know if they've got those out yet. As of the weekend they didn't, but they will have deer out there in the courtyard, which I think will really be an addition to downtown.
They'll look like they're grazing the courthouse lawn, won't
that's
they?
That's right.
Well, I know the Sesquicentennial or downtown park, might be easier to say. Uh-huh. But I know it just looks wonderful with all the lights there, and I'm sure many people on the committee had a role in doing that.
Well, actually, we didn't.
Okay.
It was actually scheduled for a weekend. I think it was the 12th of November, and I had every intention of going up there and working with the gals. And then they switched it to November 7th, which was my daughter's birthday, and they were back from Des Moines, so I said, I can't help that weekend. So Kathy Brewer and Benny Hicks worked 12 hours that day. Yeah, a lot of hours working that day, getting those deer wired, because last year, if you'll remember driving by there, a lot of times you'd see the deer blown over or the trees, and they have all been wired, and hopefully that will not happen. And then due to the COVID, Santa Claus will not be down in the gazebo, and so they didn't put the backdrop with the Santa down there, but they did put the snowflakes, which originally hung from the trees. So they worked 12 hours, and then they came back another weeknight and worked I don't know how many hours rewiring the deer that will be down at the courthouse.
Well, that's just tremendous to recognize them for volunteering to do that.
Yes.
Let's talk about some of the flower boxes that adorn some of the streets of Trenton, especially downtown.
Well, that's another shout out to Venna Hicks and Kathy Brewer. Kathy cut a lot of the greenery out at her farm, and they brought it in. They decorated those flower boxes. They put some like glittery deer in them, some red Christmas balls, and then they decided to put some battery powered on a timer lights, so they light up at night. And then they, I don't know if you've noticed at Uprooted Kitchen, on that side, the little street that you drive on the side where the ramp is at Uprooted Kitchen, there are a couple of wire boxes that are planters that are up on the side of the building. And Venna did those and lit them up. And I mean, I'm telling you, it is beautiful. We've had a lot of comments on Facebook and just people stopping us and saying how beautiful the lights look downtown.
It's just worth an evening drive to come to downtown Trenton, take a look at all the lights and the displays.
It really is.
Well, we want to talk also about the upcoming Christmas Parade, which for a few years was the downtown Trenton Christmas Parade, and while it still may be known as that, it actually expanded this year, Cindy, to include other parts of Trenton. Why don't you give us the particulars?
Okay, when I originally put it on my Facebook page, I said it was the downtown Christmas Parade, and let me think, Jennifer Hale out at Sunnyview made a remark on my Facebook page that it would sure be nice if the residents would be able to see the parade. So I thought, well, you know, that's a great idea. I never even thought of it. So I went around. I spent one whole morning talking with Chief Ross, the Chamber, Megenthal, seeing what the possibility of that would be. Well, they were all in favor. And so the parade route starts out at Farmers Bank of Northern Missouri. That's where we'll line up. And I would encourage people to not get there before 5:30 because the bank closes at 5 and they want to be able to get out of the parking lot after work. So we'll line up at Farmers Bank and then we will start and go by Eastview and then, what's the other one out there? That little Bristol Manor. Mm-hmm. Bristol Manor. They'll be able to see, and then we'll go to the four-way stop in Oklahoma and 28th, go through that intersection, go up to Sunnyview, turn right, go around their parking lot, and Jennifer said for the residents that can bundle up and sit out in chairs, they will have them sitting out on the sidewalk, which I think they are thrilled to death that we are coming out there. The other ones will look out their windows. We will come around out through Sunnyview and take a right on Princeton Road, go down just a few yards, and then turn left into Princeton Road apartments. And we will go through there. They also called and asked if we would come through. So we will drive through there. They're all waiting. And, of course, that will be easy because all those apartments, it's just the way they're facing, they'll be able to see it one way or another when we come through there. Then we'll come clear through their parking lot, turn there almost to Ewing Alignment on Princeton Road, take it down to 22nd Street. Now we'll be in a residential, so we will take 22nd Street. The only main intersection there that could be a problem is Pleasant Plain. We'll go through that. Go up over that new bridge by the old Brainerd School and then immediately take that detour left on Chestnut. We'll take Chestnut all the way up to where it comes to 17th Street, take a quick left and then a quick right on Main, and then we'll go all the way down to Trenton Hardware. Originally, we were going to go down to the courthouse and the police station and turn and then come back behind the courthouse, but that is on a state highway, and they have said with the amount of traffic that could create a problem. So we're going to do as we have in the last 3 or 4 years, stop at Trenton Hardware, make a U-turn. If your rig, like Jim Bush, has that great big carnival, whatever you call it.
Float,
yeah. He'll have to probably take a right there because last year he had to back up and it was kind of hard for him. So if you have a big rig, you can turn right there or you can turn right there at the old furniture store by Sesquicentennial Park. The rest of us will take a U-turn and then we'll come down and end up at the museum.
Quite a route that you and I suppose the police chief have mapped out.
Yes, it is. It's going to be a long route, and I think that probably something that we might just make a tradition.
Now, when you look at the route, it sounds like it could be three or 4 miles in length from start to finish. Yeah. So I assume it'll be a rolling parade.
Well, there are going to be some walkers, but they are going to meet up with us at 17th and Main. That will be the Trenton High School Marching Band and Color Guard. And then I've also asked the dance team at the college. I haven't heard back from them yet. But yes, most people will be either on a horse-drawn carriage or, I guess Barnes Baker, they will not be in cars so much as they'll be on SUVs or lawnmowers, whatever they decorate up. Brent said they'll have 5 or 6 entries. I don't think I'll be in my golf cart. It might be a little cold going that whole way, but I will decorate my Trailblazer and either that or the golf cart.
If the golf cart had a heater, it might be okay.
I do have a heater, but it doesn't work very well unless you put the sides on, and then you can't see out through that. You have to, you know, unzip it. So I doubt I'll mess with that, but I will have an entry in the parade.
Okay, and Cindy, it probably goes without saying, but we will try to emphasize, because of the lengthy route, social distancing would be requested along the way.
Yes. Now, along the route, of course, when we get in that residential area through 22nd Street, I assume that Brandon Gibbler said that he would sound the alarm or whatever on the fire truck. That way it will alert people that we're coming through. But as far as giving out, we will throw candy, but it will probably not be until we get on Main Street. And there will be Santa and his elves and Mrs. Claus. Santa will be in a sleigh, and all the elves will be passing out bags on Main Street to all the kids. And in this bag, there will be a craft, because we can't have the space opened due to COVID for the craft. So there will be a craft that they can take home and do. There will be some candy, and then there'll be a little green piece of paper. And what it is, it's a "Dear Santa, this is what I'd like for Christmas this year." Signed, your friend, and then sign your name. And I have a sharpened pencil in each bag. Then when they get up to Main Street and we're handing those out, Santa will have his mailbox right up on the flagpole. And it's really a neat mailbox that he's going to bring. And there's a slot. Nothing has to be touched. They can just put that piece of paper in. So there won't be any setting on Santa's lap, but he will be up there and he will be sure to get their Christmas list.
And he'll be able to retrieve them out of the box when the evening is done.
Yes, he'll take his mailbox with him.
All right. So there's going to be a special guest that will be coming, and Cindy or Chuck Jones, one of you would like to start that off, please.
Well, I'm thrilled that Casey Wolf has agreed to be part of the Trenton Christmas Downtown Parade this year. And as part of Trenton Coca-Cola, Pete and Nancy have agreed to bring him to town and make it a special event.
So what will he be available on? What do you think people should watch for?
So I'm going to use my pickup truck this weekend, so he can ride in the back of that truck and wave at people. And I'll have some Coke signs on the side of the pickup so people will know who we're affiliated with.
And Chuck, is there a time that the kids, young and old, may get an opportunity to meet with Casey Wolf?
So Casey is very interactive. There'll be times at a stop sign he'll jump out of the truck and high-five people, or maybe air-fist some people and wave at them. We'll be sure to have some candy in the truck, so at Main Street he can throw some candy to the kids. He promises to be very entertaining, and he works with the crowd, whether he's dancing or whether he's showing off or he's flexing his muscles. He's real fun to watch.
Certainly will be recognizable because of the costume that he wears.
Absolutely, yeah.
And again, that will be part of the Christmas parade. As far as spacing, Cindy, will those who have entered get a notification as where they should line up, or how do you plan to go about telling people where they are in the parade?
Basically, I've talked with Dave Birkebeil, and I don't know that I'm going to give him a list that he can announce up there on at Five Points, just because he just texted me and said that his mascots, he's meeting with them tomorrow, and that he's sure they're pretty sure they're going to be in the parade dressed in holiday costumes. So he will be with them. And so I'm basically, I kind of have the band ask if they could be first. And so they're going to drop in and get ahead of, I'm going to have Mayor Crooks. She doesn't know this, but Linda, if you're watching, you know now. So she will be number one. And then we'll have Brandon behind in the fire truck. And then we will, I really haven't figured that out. We may just have people get in line. I know I got a call from Mark Overton this morning from the Christian Motorcycle, and he's going to be in the parade, and he thinks some other members, possibly too. So, you know, motorcycles are something I don't think you'll have problem, and Chuck would probably know. He said that in the when it's really hot, his motorcycle gets overheated if it goes very slow. But in the winter time, I said, well, maybe you can be at the end of the parade. So we haven't quite got that figured out, but I'm not going to be real strict on who's where. We're just going to line up. And right now I have got 26 entries, and I feel like I will get more than that because I know some businesses that haven't called me yet that are talking about it. So, you know, Chillicothe has nothing on us. They had 50 in their parade, and they've been having a Christmas parade for a long time. And this is like our fourth year, so I feel like we really have a good turnout.
And with members of the band in the parade, Trenton High School Band, that'll add just to the Christmas spirit because I would assume that's what they'll play.
It is. And I talked to Mr. Stewart this morning. He called me really early, a little after 7, and he said that they will play some Christmas carols, and he has some ensembles that will probably go down in the gazebo and play, because people are worried about, you know, when you play instruments and, you know, if spit goes through the instrument, you know, and get on anybody with the COVID. So they're going to sit down there, and I will talk to Dave Birkebeil, and I know Dave's listening because he just told me I was doing a good job. Thank you, Dave. And so he will be calling or talking with Dave at the high school to see if they can get a sound system down there so it will project the music up. So I think it's really going to be a nice time because, you know, if people want to stay up there, and yes, social distance, I don't really think we need to tell people that. I think they have heard that for so many months. They know what to do, and I'm not going to harp on that. We're just going to assume that everybody's going to do a great job and that it's going to be a great turnout.
And also, kind of a footnote to this, it's the first parade this year in Trenton.
It is, and that is so exciting. You know, when they asked if we were going to have it, I said, well, why wouldn't we? Well, everything else has been canceled. I said, all the more reason to have it because, you know, it's outside. And these, I'll tell you, if we only did it for the residents out at Sunnyview and Princeton Manor, those people have been cooped up in those facilities for so long. They deserve to have something nice and exciting and something to look forward to.
So, Cindy, what entry information do people need to know if they're interested in being a part of this?
A lot of people have just called me. If you don't call me, just show up. It's okay because I'm not going to give a list to Dave to announce up at Five Points. I don't think people are so concerned about that, who the entry is, as just seeing the entry. So if you haven't called me, just show up. We will not turn anybody away. I know one that called me is the Pony Ridge Miniatures. And they are little miniature horses that pull a little wagon, and they're going to all be lit up. So I'm sure the kids will love that.
Tremendous. I'm sure there'll be other entries that will have decorations and or lights, since it'll be dark out.
Oh, everybody's going to have lights. You know, someone that's new this year that has not been in it before, I'm going to look down here through my list. The Trenton Chamber has not been in it. They're going to have an entry. Barnes Greenhouse, my employer, they're going to have one. NCMC, Megan Pester called, and I'm not sure what they're going to have, but they're going to be lit up. Angela Brill and her wonderful baked items, they're going to have an entry. The Pony Ridge Miniatures, Thomas Tatum says he has one or two antique John Deere tractors he's going to put in it. Casey Wolf, wow, this is going to be exciting. And I might mention, I'm going to contact all the schools in the morning and remind them that this is going to happen and have them send out emails to the parents so they will know to bring their kids up. The fire department has never been in our parade before. Neither have the Christian motorcycle riders. The band has not been in it, the THS band. So those are some new entries. And I know Carrie Klingensmith and Lisa, if you're listening, you said you might have an entry. So you told me what you had planned. And so I hope you'll give me a call and get your entry in.
Sounds like there's going to be a variety of entries.
Oh, yeah, there is. Boy, some of them, I know my lights are set to music. So this will be... I'll have to really crank up some tunes to make my lights really flash. And Mark Overton has the same thing. And he asked this morning if I would have someone make him a, what are they called, a zip drive or whatever, USB drive, and put some Christmas music on there. And then he'll plug it into his speakers on his motorcycle. And then those lights flash to the beat of the music. So, yeah, people are going all out.
Sounds like a great community effort, Cindy.
It is.
Putting it all together, and we thank you for getting the ball rolling a few weeks back. We're going to take this two-minute break and be back to wrap things up with our interview about the Trenton Christmas Parade coming up on Friday, December the 4th, that evening.
No crowded malls. No delayed deliveries. Holiday shopping is different at Boot Barn. Get guidance from an in-store expert. And if what you want isn't in store, we can whip it with free two-day shipping. If you prefer to shop online, get curbside pickup or local same-day delivery, where we'll gift wrap your presents, add a card, and deliver it to you or a loved one. Learn more about our holiday services in-store or at bootbarn.com. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
There's no place like home for the holidays, or HomeDepot.com for holiday decor, with Black Friday prices inside and out, like artificial Christmas trees starting at just $39.98, or outside lights and playful inflatables to bring joy to the neighborhood. Order online, and you'll even get free delivery. Holiday decorating improved with a wide assortment of holiday decor from HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. Free standard shipping on most online orders over $45. Some exclusions apply while supplies last.
Hogs are higher, soybeans, cattle, and corn are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Yield plus results. Stein Enlist E3 soybeans provide a significant dollar per acre yield benefit plus access to the best weed control in the industry. Learn more at steinseed.com. Soybeans and corn are lower after weekend rainfall in parts of Brazil. January beans are down 15 at 1176 and three quarters. March is 15 and three quarters lower at 1177. December corn's down 2.5 at 423. March is 3 lower at 430 and 3 quarters. Live and feeder cattle are down following Friday's lower box beef close. December live's down 35 at 110.27 and February's 30 lower at 113. January feeders are down 50 at 139.32. And with pork higher Friday, December hogs are up 102 at 66.90. February lean's up 120 at 68.45. John Perkins, Brownfield Market Update.
On the interview this morning, we're talking about Friday night's Christmas parade in Trenton. Be lining up after 5:30 on Friday in the parking lot of the Farmers Bank of Northern Missouri. And if there's an overflow, it'd be into the Senior Center parking lot. Cindy, there's a couple of other really unique entries people should look for in the parade.
Yes, I told them that Barnes Greenhouse, of course, that's where I worked for, I think it's going on 22 years now, that Beth, I think they said either it's an antique tractor or it will be the little red barn that they're going to decorate. So that will be unique. The other thing is Milan Livestock, Deanna Idle, told me that Santa and Mrs. Claus have contacted them, and they are going to ride in their entry, and they decorate their horses up and their dogs, and then the idols have some children, and they're all going to dress up as elves. And Wenda Seymour and her group at Wesley, they have made red aprons with big pockets for the elves to wear, and we will stuff those with the bags that we're going to hand out to the kids. So that is always unique. And they said that Santa's sleigh actually has wheels on it, and so he's going to be in the sleigh. So I am just really excited about seeing that.
All right. Well, thanks to Paul and Deanna Ido and North Missouri Livestock for bringing their entry. I know it's been in other parades around, and it always seems to be a crowd pleaser.
Yes, and you might say, you know, every other year we've had it on a Saturday night. And the reason we did not do Saturday night this year is because Saturday night is Unionville's parade. And had we picked a Saturday, they would not have been able to be at the parade. The next weekend on a Saturday is our Christmas party at the pharmacy, so I wouldn't have been able to be there. So we decided on the Friday night, and the reason we're waiting till 6 p.m. is because people work, and so it will be good and dark at 6 o'clock. So I think the lights are going to be phenomenal going through the residential area and up through downtown. I just think that people are really in for a treat, and if you people don't have a lot to do right now with all that's going on. Come up to Main Street and watch the parade.
Okay, that'd be a great time had by all, I'm sure. And you're not charging for any entries. And
no.
I presume there's no judging either.
There is. We're going to give a first place entry. And then I'm going to make maybe a couple of my famous caramel apples. For second and third. Oh, yeah, and Chuck's over here. He's my neighbor. He knows what they're like. So, but there is a $50 prize for first place, and then I'll probably make a couple for second and third of the caramel apples.
Well, that would be great. And again, that is on Friday night. And to enter, I guess, Cindy, you're the main contact. So if you want your phone to ring some more, why don't you provide us the contact information?
Area code 660-359-1923.
All right, 1923. Mm-hmm. And we want to thank Trent and Coca-Cola, Peter and Nancy, and of course you're here, Chuck, to promote that on the appearance of KC Wolf. It's been a while since he's been in Trenton, I would imagine. Chuck?
Yeah, it has. And Pete and Nancy are very proud to be a part of it this year, and I'm thankful that Cindy asked us.
All right.
Well, and I really didn't ask. I just threw a little comment out on Facebook when I saw that he posted they were at Chillicothe, and I said, oh, it'd be nice if it was at the Trenton Parade, and little did I know, I should have known, that Chuck would come through. And so a big shout out to Chuck Jones and Peter and Nancy Trombley at Trenton Coke. Peter and Nancy are huge supporters of things that go on in Trenton, and we just like to shout out a big thank you to them.
All right. See Casey Wolf in the parade and all the other amazing entries all lit up and decorated for Christmas. And again, the date, Friday, December 4th. Line up after 5:30 out at the Farmers Bank of Northern Missouri. And then basically the route is just going to be that the person who's in the front will know where to go.
Oh, yeah, Linda Crooks. You know, I'll leave it to her. She won't get lost. So, and make sure you bring candy. I've had people call and say, we want to make sure we can throw candy. Yes, you can throw candy. I've got so much candy in my garage. When my daughter came on her birthday, November 7th, she said, Mom, what is all that candy out there? You didn't hand it out for Halloween? I said, that is not for Halloween. It's for the Christmas parade. So I'm loaded with candy, ready to go.
We thank you very much, and again, about 5 points will be a gathering where Dave Berkebile will be, right?
Yes.
All right, and he'll be announcing what's going on at that time.
Yeah, either that or I will, because he's going to give me a portable unit, and so, you know, either it'll be Dave or myself.
All right. Thank you to Cindy Jennings. Thank you to Chuck Jones for being here on KTTN, and we happy to have you to promote the Trenton Christmas Parade this year, and hopefully the first of many to be held at Trenton.
Yes, and the weather is going to be perfect, 42 degrees. No, you said this morning, and KTTN, boy, they get it right on with the weather. No precipitation in the next week, so we are good and ready to go on Friday night.
And then just cold enough to bundle up and be okay.
That's right.
All right. Thank you very much for being with us on KTTN, and good luck to both of you and the rest of the crew.
Okay, thanks, John.
Local
thanks,
John. News, thanks, sports, Jeff. And weather. You can hear it on.
It'll be a cool day today, and with